Richard Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
I identify as a transgender woman.
I identify as a straight transgender female.
There is no such thing as transgender. You're either XX or XY.
But honestly, I don't really identify as human.
I'm tired of being humanized for the comfort of other people.
God made man male and female. That is determined genetically. That is physiology. That is science. That is reality.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Me, me, mama, move. Me, me, mama, move.
What are we listening to?
You're listening. Duh. Duh. You're listening to a blessing. It's in disguise, but nevertheless, that actually was a blessing. This is Wretched Radio. Well, I went to the YouTube machine because I didn't want to have to sing me, 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 me. The way that people used to vocalize for their warm-up. I couldn't find the me, 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 me. Instead, I found me, me, ma, ma, moo, moo. And while it is agitating, I grant you that it's better than me singing.
Me, me, ma, ma, moo. Me, me, ma, ma, moo. Me, me, ma, moo.
On second thought.
Yeah, I think I'd prefer you.
Me, 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 me. We are living in the era of... We are individuals who love ourselves. And so when a philosophy, a worldview, and even religion tells you, yes, you are the center of the universe, it resonates. John Mark Comer, if you're not familiar with the name, is wildly popular these days. He's a pastor of he quit his megachurch so that he could have a ministry. He writes books. And it's an interesting blend because even though he's a little bit Rob Bellish, he does seem to have better theology than Rob. Nevertheless, the reason for his popularity is because his teaching resonates with the me, me, me generation. I was so pleased to see this. I haven't seen Gary Gilley's name in a long time. He wrote an article titled John Mark Comer and the Comerism of Christianity. And he cites all kinds of sources revealing that John Mark Comer is mega popular, specifically with Gen Zers. Anytime somebody in evangelicalism is a juggernaut, we do well to do an examination. What are they teaching? And while it needs to be stated, some of his stuff, when it comes to, for instance, salvation, that, hey, this isn't a game. This isn't something you get to dabble in. This isn't just a temporary emotive experience. This is about totally surrendering your life. While that is good, unfortunately, there is much about it that would disqualify him as one that we should be commending, especially to our young people. Courtesy of Gary Gilley, quote, a significant portion of evangelicals at the present time moving into a new pietism. A movement so identified with John Mark Comer that it is being called Comerism. You say, what exactly is pietism? It was a movement that came out of the Protestant Reformation. There were two different types of pietists, incidentally. Now, one of the groups of pietists were liberal. They just, whatever, believe it or not. The other group of pietists were very concerned that Christianity was earnest. That this wasn't just easy believism, because that was one of the bad fruits that came out of the Protestant movement, specifically Lutheranism, where it seemed that, hey, all you need to do is say that you believe and you're good to go, and it doesn't matter what sort of fruit you bear. Now, obviously, that wasn't all Lutherans, but it was a big enough movement that the pietists recognized it and identified it as something that was sub-Christian. So what did they do? They came up with a movement that really got you busy, that got you doing stuff, that had you behaving in a way that indicated, yes, I am walking in the light. Now, that sensibility isn't wrong. It's true, isn't it? We should be different today than we were when God saved us. We should not be as dark as we once were. I was just talking to a guy this morning. Crazy. We're talking about what he was like before he got saved. I think the quote was, what did you say about yourself?
I was a horrible person, terrible person. I was ugly.
But God saved you.
But God saved me.
And you wouldn't know that today because that's what he does. Yeah. He transforms us. We're studying that, by the way. Not that you asked about our Bible study on Sunday morning at Alpharetta Bible Church, but the section of walking in the light, that we were formerly darkness. Now we put off these deeds. We don't even talk about them, meaning we don't sit around and actually engage in them by discussing them. Instead, we expose them and we mortify them. That's the Christian life. Not perfection, but moving in that new sanctified, light-filled direction. Please remember, mortification is not instantaneous, nor is mortification of sin something that once done doesn't need to be dealt with. It is a perpetual, lifelong battle. I can't recall who I was reading on the subject. Oh, I think it was John Owen. That would make sense because he wrote a book called The Mortification of Sin. So probably got it from him. And this might be helpful for you if you're a Christian who struggles with a particular sin, typically known as your besetting sin. It's the one that just doesn't seem to go away. The observation of John Owen was this. Now, this is a possibility. I'm not saying this is a definitive sort of diagnosis of your sin struggle and the losses that you're experiencing, but it's a possibility. He said, if you just fight against that one sin, you're not likely to have victory. You need to be battling all sin. And that makes sense, doesn't it? Because it's the mindset that is set against sin. It's not just that sin, which is causing you problems. You're worried about it being exposed. It's causing relational difficulties. It's maybe put you into financial hot water. You're focused on that sin, but you're not trying to mortify sin. Not just that sin, sin. The all of it. I hate everything about all sin, not just the one that's driving you bonkers, but just sin in and of itself. Oh, I wish I had brought this in. Oh, I think Gio has it down the hall. There, I created a list of the ways that the Bible describes sin and preached about it Sunday morning as we studied Pontius Pilate, Procla, the people, and the priests. That's right. I alliterated, baby. Couldn't help it. It's Matthew 27. It's the story of Pontius Pilate with Jesus on trial who doesn't utter a word. His wife, we think her name is Procla, sends a message. We see the priests accusing Jesus and the people crying, crucify him, crucify him. So I was kind of Southern Baptist-y on Sunday morning. But it gets worse than that, Jimmy. I didn't just alliterate my P's, I alliterated my D's.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about how sin, ready for this? Deceives, darkens, dulls, and deforms.
Look at you.
Four of them.
Proud of you.
See, I was Southern Baptist plus. Not three P's, not three D's. No, four of them. And sin is something that once we study it, it should be something that's like, not even the little respectable sins. What you've got them. We've all got them. They just don't seem like that big of a deal. No. They're a big deal. They will deceive, darken, dull, and deform you. It's just no sin is to be trifled with, and we need to have a face set against sin. That's what it will perhaps bring you more victory over that particular sin if you adopt a mindset of all sin is my enemy, and I hate the whole shebang. Maybe that will be helpful for you. John Mark Comer is a popular individual who says some of that type of stuff. It's not Rob Bell squishy, just there's virtually no Christianity. No, some of that stuff that he says, but his version of pietism is one that is mystical. The old pietists, they made it it's a whiplash, isn't it? It's just always a perpetual, the pendulum swings this way and that way. If there were Lutherans that were easy believers, one group of pietists, they were the legalists. And you got to watch out for that. John Mark Comer is a bit of a 21st century pietist. This is what Gary Gilley wrote. He's emerging as a key leader within evangelicalism, a leader of a revised version of pietism, which has links to past forms, but also expands and enlarges pietism in new directions. What is the new direction? Mysticism. Oh, that's interesting. And it plays right into the hands of the me generation. This is the era of the expressive individual, that you let your insides show on the outsides. You fly your flag and don't let nobody tell you. You got to take it down, because what is inside of you is preeminent on the planet. What a mess of a worldview. I mean, what a mess. We're all doing our own things. That couldn't cause any problem. And you can't criticize me because I'm letting my inside be on the outsides. That is the mindset of the world today, the me generation. And John Mark Comer is playing right into that. We'll explain how next, Wretched Radio.
Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, a dollar today doesn't go near as far as it used to. It might buy you a soft drink. But what if your dollars could multiply? For 25 years, our gospel partners have been watching their giving multiply. Every month, their faithful support transforms into college campus evangelism, biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. And when you become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, understand this. You're not just giving money. You're preaching the gospel to a student at Georgia Tech. You're discipling the young man struggling with pornography. And you're equipping a pastor in a small rural church. And the work, it's nowhere near finished. The fields are white for harvest, and your monthly partnership makes it all possible. Join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting FortisInstitute.org. That's FortisInstitute.org, because when faithful people give faithfully, the gospel advances powerfully. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel.
Is it possible a Christian university can actually be ranked high when it comes to preparing students for the real world? Hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. Courses, diplomas, degrees, they can be achieved online or, of course, on their beautiful campus in Southern California. Would you like to learn more about the Masters University to prepare you or your child for the future? I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You know what's frustrating? Reading about the Holy Spirit and still not really understanding how He works in your life. I mean, you want to understand, right? But it just feels so unclear. Well, here's something that's going to help. Fortis Institute Fellow Dr. John Krotz is going to be coming to the Wretched Studios on Saturday, August 30th. He's going to be doing 6 sessions on the Holy Spirit. Like, how do you know when the Spirit is leading you? Or how does the Spirit help you deal with sin? What does it mean to be adopted by God? Look, if you've ever wondered about this stuff, this is your chance to finally get clear answers from someone who really knows the Bible. Coming up Saturday, August 30th, 8:30 in the morning is what time it's going to get underway and start. You can be here, you can be a part of it, absolutely free, but space is limited. So go to FortisInstitute.org/Holy Spirit right now as quick as possible and get signed up, because the limited spaces will fill up fast. FortisInstitute.org/Holy Spirit. Trust me, you'll be glad that you went.
Important dates in Christian history. 1735. The Great Awakening under Jonathan Edwards
stirs the American colonies with many conversions and individual returns to heartfelt faith. Because of this awakening, a number of divinity schools were founded, including Princeton, Dartmouth, and Rutgers. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Identifying the problem is one thing. Applying the correct solution, that's another. This is Wretched Radio. He's all the rage. He's John Mark Comer, very popular author, speaker. This man is on fire with Gen Zers. Why? Because he's tapping into the zeitgeist. He's got his finger on the pulse of what drives young people these days, and what drives them, frankly, it drives all of us, but especially them, is self. Me. Making myself happy. Furthermore, the worldview of expressive individualism is all about not being judgmental, and that if I invent something that works for me, then it is therefore good. Let me share with you a rather in-depth article from Gary Gilley. I can't wait to read his other stuff on this because it seems like he has much to say about John Mark Comer because he's so popular. He's tapped into the unrest, emptiness, confusion, and exhaustion that everybody seems to be feeling these days. So he understands people. It's like, this just isn't, it's not feeling right. Now he's attracting, I think, a wide swath of individuals. It's not just the expressive individualist, which everybody is, but it's also those who are weary from fake, phony Christianity. I read a rather disturbing article. I can't recall the source of it. Nevertheless, it was about Nigeria and how young people are leaving the church, but not just any church, the prosperity churches. Why? Because they're seeing that it doesn't work. It's phony. It's shallow. It's greedy. And they're leaving Christianity. And that's happening in the West also. But there is a big group of young people that are now asking the question, okay, what is something that's genuine, big, and authentic? I want to be a part of something that's not trite and trivial. And John Mark Comer is finding those people. He's finding those people who are just beat up. Because we with this rat race that we live in, and he's tapping into that, and we would do well to learn that lesson from John Mark Comer. No, we are not going to turn the gospel into a felt need presentation, but we need to understand what people are dealing with. And if we're not mindful of that, we're going to do church the way that we want, not the way that God wants, and not the way that people need. We're going to preach sermons that don't address this. We got to learn that this world has certain moods to it, and that includes Christians. And a pastor must be aware of those moods so that he can address, denounce them if necessary, condemn them if biblical, but at least to speak on these things. John Mark Comer is, but how is he doing it? Well, it's a new pietism. Furthermore, it's a new emergent movement. It's a new mystical movement. 40 years ago, Richard Foster, Dallas Willard, remember those names? They said evangelicalism had lost its way, just like the pietists, just like John Mark Comer. So they created something that was called the Spiritual Formation Movement. It was to introduce Protestants to ancient mystical practices from spiritual masters that came out of Catholicism, Eastern Orthodoxy, and that were to lead their followers into a deeper spiritual living, which is what people, they want that. John Mark Comer is tapping into that. The problem is, he's just reheating the stew that has been cooked up. It just comes and it goes. We've seen this before, said Tim Challies. We've done this mystical business before. Trevin Wax, he also identifies this as being nothing but a rehashed Christian mysticism. offering a popularized and renewed vision of Dallas Willard's book combined with evangelical mysticism, an ancient future vision, and the emergent church of Rob Bell and Brian McLaren. Oh boy. While those guys, they've lost a lot of their influence. Rob Bell is totally off the reservation. Not that, frankly, he was ever on it. Brian McLaren, ditto. They were mystics. And they were leading people into a deeper life. And it's simply being rehashed by John Mark Comer. By the way, Gilly points out, John Mark Comer's opening quote in his most popular book called Practicing the Way. That just should have flares flying all over it. May you be covered in the dust of your rabbi. That was actually in a Rob Bell Numa film series titled Dust. Rob Bell also talked about being covered in the dust of your rabbi in Velvet Elvis. What does he get right? Ask Gary Gilly. And this is something that we should be mindful of. He wrote a book called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, Getting Off the Merry-Go-Round. What is he doing? He's tapping into something. He's using ancient teachings of mystics. And some of it actually hits the mark, but it's not hitting, it's not accurate in that it's not thoroughly biblical. He's right in step with the mindset of his target audience, Gen Z. When a winsome leader such as Comer suggests that each of us can develop a, here it comes, me, a rule of life. A rule that does not need to be grounded in any objective standard, including scripture, but one that simply works and makes us happy, they latch on thinking that they found their North Star. And when that person suggests numerous ways to improve their lives, some of them make some sense, they believe that they've discovered the perfect life coach. The problem is you get to invent what works for you. What is that? Expressive individualism, me. Furthermore, his language and his teaching drenched in psychological and therapeutic language. He's a cheerleader for psychology, particularly Carl Jung. He himself has been in therapy for years, recommends it to everybody. And finally, writes Gilly, Comer is in lockstep with culture's fascination with subjectivism and mysticism, stating that Christians in the future, the Christianity in the future, will be mystical, or it will be nothing at all. So what is mysticism? It's a feelings-driven movement. It is a sensory experience. And you can create whatever you need as long as your senses are happy, your feelings are fine. And however you cultivated that is also fine. Younger Christians feel something is missing in their faith, and Comer fills the gaps in bite-sized, aesthetically pleasing, and quickly digestible ways. Now, some of his teaching, we need to be mindful of this, is decent. The problem is, it's like leaven, which permeates even good teaching. You don't just have bad teaching over here. It infects everything. Theologically, Comer rightly teaches that we can only know God as he's revealed himself in scripture through Jesus. Good. He does a decent job explaining Old Testament words like loving kindness and faithfulness. And he believes in the wrath of God. That's not Rob Bell-like. He rightly states, we do not pay for our sins. Only Christ can do that. But he's also uncomfortable with penal substitutionary atonement. What does he prefer? Christus Victor theory, which is kind of weird if you believe in the wrath of God, but you reject penal substitutionary atonement. Comer's overarching remedy to virtually all the difficulties we face is to develop a rule of life. Not biblical teachings, anything that works for us. So spiritual discipline, psychological theories, pragmatic practices, as long as it helps you to cope. John Mark Comer says, do it. Wide range of sources that he uses. And so it, his writing, and we've reviewed him before, very eclectic. It's cobbled together from experience, from his different studies of philosophy, psychology. Comer's The Way, writes Gilly, becomes not the way of Scripture, such as Paul's call to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. Instead, his rule is to practice the way devised from our own imagination and the extra-biblical musings of other sources. Comer's way is not the way of Jesus, writes Gilly, but the way which seems to be working for each individual. His authority is not Christ or Scripture, but self. And guess what? It's working. Why? Because it taps into the zeitgeist that we are all living in these days. Pastor, have you identified this proclivity in our 21st century society to point out that Christianity is the opposite of being self-focused? It's being other and servant-focused. If not, you might want to think about it, because if you don't, well, John Mark Comer is going to teach your congregation, and you don't want that. This is Wretched Radio.